Good evening and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Jean and how are you today? Well, we are going on a trip to Belfast to Glasgow with Steve Marsh, I'm happy to say. So we're just going to join Steve right now in Belfast city centre.
Good morning to you from here at Donegal Square in Belfast. Today we are headed to Glasgow. Now if I tell you that we're getting a coach to Glasgow, you might think that sounds like a terrible idea, but the reality couldn't be more different, I hope. Firstly, I'm doing this journey today with Harran Coaches and it's a through service, so that means that I'll step aboard the coach here in the centre of Belfast and I'll leave the same coach in the centre of Glasgow. So that's right, the coach actually comes on the ferry with us. So it should be a super relaxed day, and we'll have the chance to stretch our legs on the ferry and enjoy that Irish Sea crossing. Secondly, you can carry a couple of big suitcases with you on the coach, or even a bike. Now try doing that in a flight without the price increasing dramatically. As for me, I've just got my backpack. You know, I just do these things for fun. Oh, and finally, the nuts and bolts of this journey. Well, it's £39 each way, that's just a flat fare. We depart here at 10:30 in the morning, and we arrive into Glasgow's Buchanan Street bus station at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's not the fastest journey in the world, but all things considered, it may well be the way to go for you. I'm a bit early for the coach. Of course I am, I'm always too early. So let's go and have a look at City Hall.
We will just take a short break right now. We'll join Steve later on, I'm telling you. I'm glad to say we're back with Steve right now.
So if like me, you're too early for the coach, pop in here and have a look. It's free. It's right across the road. In fact, we can just call this the Harran Coaches waiting room. Departure point's going to be here at Donegal Square West, right next to City Hall. Now, there's not like a set stance or anything. The driver will just park wherever he can get a space, but it will be on this side, next to the tour buses. There's my coach. I followed my coach for a wee while, but I'm not sure where to get on board. It looks like you couldn't get a place. It's so busy here at the moment. I think there must be a cruise ship in, at least one. Steve Marsh. Yeah. Beautiful, thanks. As I settled into my seat right at the front of the coach, it was time for the short drive to the Stena Ferry Terminal, and this only takes about 15 to 20 minutes. Some people got on board right at the terminal, but for me it made a lot more sense to start my journey in the heart of Belfast. The coach is comfortable, it's clean, and that includes the windows, thankfully, and legroom is pretty decent, even up front. Arriving at the ferry terminal, I do miss out a wee stage, and that's going through security, where they're very on the ball about making sure nobody is filming. This doesn't take too long, though, and you've not missed anything exciting, I promise. I tell you what, driving a big coach on a ferry is some sight, and it takes a lot of skill from a driver. I can't imagine the carnage if I tried to do this. So there we are on the ferry. That wasn't too bad. There was a few security checks and stuff like that. They had to randomly check 5 bags. But we got here in about 15 minutes, another 15 minutes to get on the ferry. And that's us. Oh, and we're on deck 5. Can't forget that. For once I come to the sun deck and it is actually sunny. This has never happened before. So for the ferry segment of this trip, we are of course on the Stena, the Superfast. Now I'm not going to bore you with a review of the ferry because I've done that before when I was comparing Stena and P&O. And I'm so glad it's Stena today. I wasn't wanting to travel P&O, not after what they did to their staff. Delayed going out of Belfast. We've had to wait, ironically, for another Stena to pass because we need to do this big sweeping turn before we pull out of port.
Right, we'll just have a short break right now.
Is always to be outside on deck watching the other traffic on this busy shipping lane, especially on a day like today.
Right, we'll just take a short break right now as Steve is just passing through the Irish Sea on his way to Scotland. I hope he gets there. Anyway, we'll just have the short break. We'll get back to him later on.
So cue the music and the credits, but be sure to stay tuned till the end for my final thoughts from Glasgow.
Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you a lot. Anyway, as you very well heard, it's Steve, and he was in Belfast to Glasgow. And that's our venturer, Steve Marsh. Now you'll be able to see Steve on YouTube when he's got so many videos where he's traveling all over the place. And it's very nice, you know, to see that Steve is back on his journeys anyway. Anyway, thank you very much for listeners from California, New York, Illinois, Georgia, North Carolina, Spain, Australia, New Zealand, Nigeria, the UK. Thank you very much for listening to LMS Radio. Now listen to Steve Marsh. Thank you so much. Hope to see you on Monday. Well, we'll be covering the Queen of England's funeral in Windsor. Thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and bye-bye, and hope to see you on Monday.